February 6th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am who am, the Alpha and the Omega. Today, I warn those who have accepted the truth of the Gospels that many will present themselves as new authorities, demanding obedience to their interpretation of the Gospel message. Long-standing practices will be challenged and changed under new guidelines. Scrutinize what each change means to the tradition of faith. Do not blindly follow because so many do. Those who follow the truth of tradition must unite and propagate the truth. This is my remnant faithful. They stand always ready to defend the truths of the faith. Do not cripple your faith by trying to be fair to new definitions of right and wrong. The splendor of my victory belongs to those who persevere. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.